This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Very interesting book of the Bible, Revelation. And now we continue with chapter 11. Here's Dr. Davis.
This is a prophetic chapter, not a historical chapter. The temple had been destroyed in AD 70, well before John wrote Revelation. And lastly, this chapter is to be interpreted literally, peoples, numbers, places, and events. So with that backdrop in mind, let's reread these scriptures again. Let's go to verses 1 and 2. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. The first two verses set the stage for what is about to take place, the temple in the holy city of Jerusalem. To date, there have been three temples. The first one was Solomon's temple, and we know that that was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar in 587 BC. The second temple is Zerubbabel's temple, which were built when the Jews returned from captivity in Babylon. If you remember, they stayed in Babylon 70 years. And Zerubbabel came back, and you'll find that in the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, of the rebuilding of the temple. But we know that this was destroyed in the 2nd century before Christ. And the third temple was the temple built for the Jews by Herod the Great. That was the temple that was in existence during Jesus' ministry, but we know that that was destroyed by the Romans in AD 70. But yet to be built is the tribulation temple that is described in Revelation 11 and the millennial temple described in Ezekiel chapters 40 through 43. Right now in Jerusalem, there is the Zionist political movement, which is really pushing for Jews to uphold their adherence to religious Judaism. They are opposing the assimilation of Jews into other societies, and they're an advocate for Jews to be a majority nation in their own state. The push for Zionism led 249,000 Jewish settlers to move to Israel in 1949, which we know that that was the time in which Israel became its own nation or its own country. But from 1945, there are 500,000 Jews to the last population count I have is from 2010. There are 5.6 million people that were living in Israel. But just to let you know, during the tribulation, the temple will be rebuilt, but not as an act of faith. It is really a reflection of to restore temple back to its original splendor. And it is a goal of the Zionist political movement. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is confirmation that there will be a temple in the tribulation, as the Antichrist will set himself up as God during the tribulation.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.